Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 2nd, 1839, the Barbadian made its readers aware of recent industrial action which took place at Vaucluse Estate. The St. Thomas plantation was owned by Mr. George Hewitt, who had raised the alarm that his laborers were refusing to work. In consequence of the strike action, the police magistrate for the parish of St. Thomas, Mr. John Carew, was summoned. On arrival, Carew sternly admonished the laborers. The issue of contention had arisen when a number of the second-class workers were ordered by Hewitt to rejoin the first class. From Carew's description, first-class laborers were required to engage in more arduous work. There was therefore a wage difference between the various groups. Persons cutting canes in the first class received 2.5 bits per day, while the second class only received 10 shillings. Skilled laborers were paid higher, with mill workers, boilers, and carters receiving 3 bits each. It is important to note that slavery had only come to an official end 7 months prior, on August 1, 1838. With this, the formerly enslaved were in theory free to leave the plantation and choose any employer they desired. According to Carew, Hewitt was worthy of greater loyalty from his workers, on the premise that he paid higher wages, provided comfortable homes, as well as land on which his workers could grow crops. Carew even emphasized in his lecture, "Rest assured, you are well off. You have no taxes nor house rent to pay." In the post-emancipation period, laborers worked on the plantation in exchange for land to live on. Carew neglected to consider that the monopoly of the plantation system meant that these individuals were forced to work for less than livable wages. This reality was worsened by the fact that they could not work for other employers without the risk of losing their land to rent. Assuring the Vaucluse laborers that he had their best interests at heart, Carew encouraged them to return to work to keep their means of survival alive. If the crops were allowed to go to waste, the plantation would surely run to ruins and Hewitt would be unable to pay them. Furthermore, these formerly enslaved individuals in British colonies were the example for other nations who had not yet ended slavery. As such, they were expected to show more gratitude and be on their best behavior. Following his speech, the laborers ended their strike, but the frustrations of the agricultural working class in Barbados was made evident when the Barbadian reported on industrial action at Vaucluse on this day, March 2, 1839.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.